From the UNEP perspective, when we were designing this, we had seen we were aware of the sequencing of events, and we'd seen a difference between a presentation and a launch. So maybe that was ill-conceived and not properly thought through. But the idea was to put the assessments forward to UNEA, but then to have the launch at Batumi. What was discussed yesterday evening with colleagues in UNEP was that we don't have an issue at all with embargoing the reports through till Batumi, and fully respect the advice given by the SEP Bureau yesterday. The fact that the summary of key findings and policy messages will be available is obviously very useful, because it serves as a source of information for discussions at UNEA. I mean, one possible way to look at this is if this summary for policymakers has been through a rigorous process whereby the high-level group and the representatives from the SEP Bureau have seen the underlying draft 3 of the assessment following the stage 2 comments. They've developed the summary of key findings and policymakers. The HLG, the high-level group, have signed off on this, and that it's a true reflection of what is in the assessment, then I think there should be a fairly good level of confidence that acknowledging, be it taking note or welcoming, the assessment based on the summary, bearing in mind that the advisory boards have seen the underlying assessment and have signed off on the underlying assessment, then it's possible to move forward. The only other option would be to ask the HLG and the SEP Bureau to come up with language that could be fed into the outcome document of UNEA that doesn't devalue the European assessment, but simply defers that acknowledgement to Batumi. So these are the responses and the discussions that we've had in the last 24 hours to try and ensure both communities within UNEA and within SEP are getting what they need.